37 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We go to Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Defensive price action early to start the month of February, but we're starting to see a little bit of a recovery effort as the day session gets underway. Price discovery for crop insurance values starts today and continues through the month of February. The USDA did announce the sale of 236,700 metric tons of soybeans sold to unknown destinations this morning on their overnight reporting system. 170,700 of those were for 2016-17, and 66,000 were for 2017-2018. Currently, price action, March corn in Chicago, 362.5, up 2.75. May corn, 369.75, up 2.75 as well. And new crop December, 390, also up 2.75. In the Soyplex, March soybeans, 1032.5, up 8. May beans, up 8.25 at 1042.5. And new crop November, 1008.75, up 7.75. March meal, down 30 cents at $3.43.30 a ton. And March soybean oil, $34.30, up 45. In the wheat market, Chicago soft red winter wheat, 4.23 and a quarter, up 2.5. Kansas City wheat up 3/4 at 4.30 and a quarter, and Minneapolis wheat down 0.5 cent at 3.48. Looking at the crude oil market, currently up about $0.5, trading comfortably above the $53 mark. Updated weekly inventory numbers due out shortly may have some influence on the trade going forward. Technicals seem to have the upper hand over fundamentals at this time. Yesterday, we posted an inside day up in both corn and beans. Beans are already trading an outside day up, so technically it's looking pretty well supported. It probably signifies that the $10 mark for new crop beans is probably going to hold for the time being. The importance here is that South America comes through with a crop as big as their predictions are, and if the USDA increased acres as expected, we're probably not going to be trading $10 come fall, so making value-based sales at these levels is encouraged. New talk this week out of Missouri is that corn acres will be down significantly in favor of increased soybean acres, especially in northern areas where it's not conducive to wheat production. Other than that, thanks, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that report. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us this morning. It's 8:58 and 37 degrees. Let's check current conditions around the WIOL listening area. And right now we're at 37 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, the relative humidity at 78%, barometric pressure 30.08 inches and rising. Elsewhere around the listing area, temperatures in the mid-30s for the most part, starting to see a little bit of sunshine poke through, mostly sunny skies right now, 33 degrees in Bloomington, 33 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds in Gibson City, mostly cloudy, 34 degrees in Danville, cloudy skies at this hour. Tuscola reports a temperature of 33 degrees, also 33 and cloudy in Monticello and Clinton, 34 degrees with cloudy skies in Sullivan, Decatur, Charleston, and Mattoon all checking in at 36 degrees with cloudy skies. In your forecast for today, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 39 degrees, winds out of the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Colder tonight, decreasing clouds will drop down to a low of 20. For the day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and colder temperatures with a high of 28 degrees. Stay with us. 2 hours of On Point coming up next here on WILL. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 37 degrees at 9 o'clock.